It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. Bemidji State's men's hockey program has had more coaches than just RH Bob Peters. His 702 wins stands alone. But if not for the guidance of men like Jack Aldrich, Eric Hughes, and Vic Weber, the program wouldn't have made it to the 1950s.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
RH Bob Peters says that even a program like the University of North Dakota had the same types of struggles.
However, that's not unusual. If you go back and trace programs like nearby the University of North Dakota, for example, their rink really at one time was simply put there so that football and track could practice during inclement weather. All right, the ends were open. It was a Quonset hut, big Quonset hut. When World War II evolved, they had to have a place to house prisoners of war. So they enclosed the ends, made two great big, what we referred to at the time as warming rooms, which were really dormitories, for the POWs, who were farm workers. And so after the conclusion of that war, the university somehow, can't tell you exactly who was involved, but began a hockey program. Now, hockey was not new to Grand Forks. They had a rink downtown for many years. And there was a local team there called the Amherst, and they played town hockey. So that's how they started with playing hockey in 1946-47, about the same time BSU started. That's the same time when the WCHA, which was called the Western Intercollegiate Hockey League at the time, WIHL, with Michigan State, Michigan Tech, Minnesota, North Dakota, Denver, and Colorado College. There were just seven teams. There were seven teams in the entire West for many, many, many years. So they had humble beginnings in that. It was natural ice in that. They call it the old barn. Poor lighting. Cold. Unbelievable. But people flocked to the game. And in some respects, it became a badge of honor to go there and freeze.
To listen to all of Bucky's Legends, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.